Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we're going to be talking about our Olympia predictions. But first of all, I want to wish my co-host a very happy birthday. She's so amazing.
Thank you.
That she's spending her birthday with all of you. So.
And, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, and taking her time to do this. So we're definitely celebrating our 3 years of podcasting, and we're grateful for you listeners, and I'm grateful, Chris, for your time that you spend
dedicated
to the podcast. So
it's an honor. Yeah, it's an honor to be able to reach so many people. So I just feel super blessed that I get to celebrate my birthday with so many of you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, we appreciate you. And if you are into the sport, then you probably already know that this past weekend was the Arnold International. So there were only 10 bikini athletes that were invited this year. And the date was released kind of later than normal, you know. So I think that in terms of the competition, I think it was amazing to watch, and we can kind of go over some of those results in a bit, but our main focus today is the Olympia, and that's going to be held on October 7th through the 10th, and it's going to be in Orlando, Florida, and we are so excited that Jake Wood and Chief Olympia Officer Dan Solomon have confirmed that, you know, the stage is going to be this amazing stage like it was last year, and it's going to be a huge production, and I think it's going to be super exciting to find out what the prize purse will be for all of these hardworking Olympians. It's supposedly going to be the largest amount of prize money awarded in bodybuilding history. So that's pretty cool, and the IFBB Pro League has predicted, and as expected, it is sold out for Saturday as of now. The last I looked, there are still tickets for Friday's events, which Bikini is on Saturday. And some of the other events that I like to watch on Friday, especially are the fitness. I always like watching the routines. I think it's pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, they have 230 professional athletes expected to compete in all 11 divisions. And they have more sponsors than they had in its 57 years of history. So it's just going to be a new, improved press conference, expanded expo. I think the biggest thing is just, you know, the COVID restrictions are no longer. So I think it's going to be nice to experience, to just kind of like network and see all of the people in the industry. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to kind of go over what last year's prize money was and what we can expect to kind of see more of, I guess, for this?
Sure. So to give perspective, last year's prize money for the first place winner in bikini was $50,000. Second place was $20,000. Third place was $12,000. And fourth place was $7,000.
And then so, fifth place was $6,000.
Okay, fifth was 6,000. Yeah, so I'm assuming all of these numbers are gonna be more this year. So it'll be exciting. I can't wait to be there and experience it.
Yeah, so it's usually not this close to the Arnold. You know, this is a very new experience for everybody, having them 3 weeks apart essentially. And in the past, it's always the Arnold kind of kicks things off for the NPC. With the show in early March, and then there's a significant amount of time between, you know, who wins Miss Bikini International and who wins the Olympia, which typically lands in September. So it's also, you know, last year it was in December, this year it's in October. All of the years past, it's basically been around the September timeframe. So definitely a different landscape. And in terms of strategizing for these athletes peaking, and the 10 athletes that competed in the Arnold, you know, to me, like looking at those results is kind of like a precursor as to what the Olympia is going to be. However, not, nearly, there weren't 39 bikini competitors in the Arnold. So it's really anyone's game in the Olympia because, yeah, 39 is a lot of bikini competitors. So there's a lot of people that could sneak into those top spots that we just haven't seen. And you just never know with bikini. As I was kind of going through the list and looking, and I'm thinking, gosh, there's been so many pro shows where people have flip-flop positions. And I mean, just to show you from the Tampa Pro, we had Issa in first, DeRaja in second. She wasn't at the Arnold this year. Laura Lee got third at the Arnold. But I mean, Jen Dory got third at the Tampa Pro. So we'll kind of go into that a little bit more. Ashley Kay wasn't at that one. She got fourth at the Arnold. So, it could just be anyone's games here. So let's, should we start with our, should we start from the top as like what our number one pick is, or should we go 10 and
I
then
think we
up?
should start with 10. Let's keep it
Okay.
suspenseful for who we think the first place is. And I
Okay.
just wanted to piggyback off of what you were saying, it being anyone's game. I think that's a great way to state it because I was explaining to someone else, like, it's the best physique that day. And when you have amazing physiques, like, such little things can, like, differentiate between placements. So, someone can look really great at the Arnold and just be a little bit off on the Olympia, like bringing their placement in different than what was expected. So it really is going to be an exciting opportunity to see who's going to take Miss Olympia this year. But looking at our predictions, for the 10th place spot, we're looking at Ariel Barley. She is from the United States. She's kind of up and coming on the pro circuit. Her rookie season, she won her pro card at Junior Nationals this year. So, again, brand new pro. And she's coached by Kim Oto. So, she's kind of been on the circuit. People are watching her. So, Ariel Barley, we have sitting at the 10th spot.
Yeah, and I saw her in action. She, I believe, got second place at the Patriots Challenge Pro, second to Ashley Kay. It was a huge lineup of like 30 bikini athletes, and she just has a really dynamic look. And she's for being a rookie, I just feel like her confidence and stage presence is really there. That's why I picked her as 10th, just because I really like her physique and the way that she moves on stage, super confident. So,
Great.
before we jump ahead to number nine, I just want to make sure that everybody knows from last year's spots in the top five, there's a lot of holes. So, I just wanted to point a couple of those out. For
Oh, good
example,
point.
Janet Leoug, Miss Bikini Olympia from last year in 2020, she has retired. So, for those of you that didn't know that, I'm sure there's zero people of our listening pool that didn't know that, but she so that first place spot is open. And then when you look at placement of third from last year's Olympia with Attila, she is now a judge, so she is out of the running. And then you also have Angelica Teixeira, who is pregnant and expecting, and she placed fourth last year, and she's former two-time Bikini Olympia. So those three are out of the top five, which makes some spots open. But I just,
Those are big names, yeah.
yeah, I didn't want to miss that before we got too far ahead of ourselves.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So Jen Ronzitti, I was surprised, she wasn't at the Arnold, but she has quite the score sheet when it comes to like pro wins and her history in the sport. And even though she's 40, she does not look her age at all. She has basically, placed in the top, like top 10 for several years in a row. So at the Olympia in 2016, she placed fifth, 2017 placed second, 18 sixth, 2019 seventh. And she's held four different Arnold titles in the top five. So, you know, last year she did place 11th, so she just missed that top 10 spot. But that's why I kind of wanted to talk about there are those three holes that are missing. So she was right on the cusp of the top 10 last year. She has a lot of experience. She's got a beautiful physique, very seasoned. And, you know, she won two pro shows last year to qualify her. And she is coached by Pro Physiques. So she is one to look for. So I believe Damian Segovia is her coach.
I love that, especially having a master's athlete competing at the Olympia. I think that, you know, sometimes like there's all different age groups on the Olympia, and I feel like people are not, they don't really know that. So I love that she represents a more seasoned competitor. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
Okay, so number eight, we have Jasmine Gonzalez. She is represented by the United States, and she placed seventh in last weekend at the Arnold Classic. She placed ninth at last year's Olympia. If you know Jasmine or have seen her Instagram, she has an amazing style of posing. I've actually utilized a lot of her videos to kind of look at different transitions, show people like some posing tips. She's just a master at the craft when it comes to the presentation. And she does, another thing that kind of sets her apart is she has this natural, really tight, curly hair. And she always is like sporting her natural hair. So she just has a beautiful look and a great posing style. I'm excited to see her on stage again.
Yeah, and actually last year was the first time she wore her natural hair. She's always worn it straight, and I really believe that that put her in the top 10 for the first time at the Olympia because she was wearing her naturally curly hair. I felt like her confidence was really there, so she stopped straightening it, which was really cool. However, I do think she needs to take it down for the Olympia. At the Arnold, I was not impressed with like the poof and kind of like pinning it up. I just thought it looked so much prettier last year when she had it down with the curly hair rather than pinned up. That's just my personal preference. But I mean, aesthetics go a long way in the sport. So I think like paying attention to little details like that can really matter.
I would be curious to see how she does wear it at the Olympia.
Yeah, I am too, for sure. I wondered what her feedback was after the Arnold.
Yeah, me too.
To be honest, yeah. And then Ashlyn Little, formerly known as Ashlyn Brown, she's been on this podcast. She is from the United States. She placed eighth last year at the Olympia, and she made it to the Olympia. I was so excited for her by winning her first pro show at Girl Power. She qualified last year as the points leader. And she's just been always the bridesmaid, never the bride, always placing second and flip-flopping around. So I was glad to see her, you know, win a show. I know she took a very deep off-season for her because she had competed multiple shows just back to back to back for years. And she, this for the first time, kind of took like her biggest break that she's had. And I only say this because I know she's voiced it. It's been very hard for her, like, you know, making sure that she got off the body fat that she had put on. It was pretty difficult, and it's been a rough prep for her. So I know she kind of had to get calories pretty low, and she said that on her podcast, that this prep has been definitely the most challenging in getting rid of, you know, some of that weight that she had put on. So I'm curious to see what kind of package she brings because she has not competed since that pro win, and taking this time off to mentally and physically recharge. So we're putting her in seventh, and she is coached by Jamie DeBernard of Fit Body Fusion.
Yeah, I'd be very interested. I know a lot of people were watching her last year as she was racking up points, coming in second, like, consistently. So I am very curious to see how her body will respond, specifically with like the challenges last year and then getting her win. So it'll be interesting. There's a lot of things to look for, I think, at this Olympia. So number six, we have Ashley Kosswasser in that.
Wait, did I? Oh, I guess I put two sixth places. Romania. I also had in sixth as
Oh, we
well.
have a tie.
Yeah. So we actually have the top 11 here.
Okay, so next up,
You can
I would
definitely talk about
actually.
Ashley. I'll talk about Romania.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So Ashley Kay represents the US. She's very well known in the bikini world. She's been Miss Bikini Olympia 3 times, 3 years in a row. This year, she's placed fourth at the Arnold out of 10 competitors. So the show that just happened, she came in fourth. She didn't compete at the Tampa Pro this year. I know she's been competing a lot, but she didn't show up there. So being at the Arnold was her first competition against like Jen Dory, Laura Lee, and Issa. So it's very interesting to see where she placed among those top girls. Last year at the Olympia, she came in 7th place. So I'm sure she's looking to increase her placement, move up in a couple spots. I would be interesting to see what improvements she's made from last year when stepping on the Olympia stage. I know her posing was a little bit stiff last year, in my personal opinion. So I'm very curious to see her presentation this year and how she shapes up.
Yeah, and so Romania, I usually call her Boss, but it's Basaldeo. She's originally from Argentina, and she now resides in the U.S. She placed fifth at the Arnold this year, so right behind Ashley. But they have flip-flopped in other pro shows that they have gone against each other in. So that's why there was like a little bit of a discrepancy on who would get sixth in this position. Just because they are so close, and they have flip-flopped quite a bit. Although she did not hit the top 10 at the Olympia last year, I think that she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And she has a coach that I had never heard of called Claudio Height. So I thought that was interesting. Learned something new
Absolutely.
there about her.
I feel like you have a special connection to our top five or number five pick. So why don't you take that one?
Okay, yes, Erin Stern is my, oh man, she was the very first competitor that I ever watched do a bodybuilding competition. I went to the Arnold and my coach told me to go watch a show. So I watched figure because I was aspiring to be a figure competitor. So of all places, I watched it at the Arnold Expo, the Pro Figure Miss Figure International, and Erin Stern, I believe that was the year that she won it. She has two different titles for Miss Figure Olympia, which is amazing. She's born and raised in Miami, Florida, and she's just one of the greatest icons in the history of our sport. I was reading about kind of her struggles with eating disorders and things that she had to overcome from her figure days and how she has made the transition to bikini at age 41, which that's how old I am. So I'm like super motivated by the fact that, she won the Tahoe show this year, beating out Ashley Kay and qualifying for the Olympia. So I think she's the first person, and I'm sure like anyone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that she's the first person to compete in two different divisions at the Olympia. I'm not sure. I would love to know if somebody else has crossed over, as long as it wasn't something like they were a fitness competitor and then they crossed over to figure, because that's kind of the same thing, right? Same physique. But bikini is way different. And I know that she had missed the mark the previous year in the look of bikini, but she really honed it in with Coach Kim Odo this year. And with the help of her boyfriend, I think she got through a lot of like her food relationship things, and she was a former, like, she's a natural athlete, which is awesome. She was a track star, and she was trying to go to the Olympia in track, and so bodybuilding came about, and she kind of threw her athletic days into that. So she's just a really neat person. So I picked her as fifth, but you know, who knows? With all of the variables, it could be anyone's spot for number five.
Yeah, I appreciate Erin Stern too. I remember reading a post of her on Instagram, and she was talking about how transitioning her training style was also very difficult for her. Like her nutrition changed, and her training style going from figure to bikini was very difficult. And at first, because it was so, it was just very different than how she was used to. And I know, like a lot of athletes, we like train a certain way, we get accustomed to that, and we really like it. And then when we have to like stop training a body part or switch our training style, sometimes it can be very frustrating. So I was also encouraged by her post of just saying like it was totally worth it. Like she was glad she had made the switch, and she looks beautiful as both a figure and a bikini athlete. I'm amazed at the transformation her body has made. So I'm excited to see her on stage as well. Number four, we have Laura Lee Chapados, who she's from Canada, but she is representing the United States, and she was the runner up at the 2018 Olympia. Last year, she placed fifth. And in 2019, she placed fourth. So she was the runner up, then she placed fourth, and last year she placed fifth. So she's always been in the top five. With the Arnold last weekend, she placed third. So she's creeping up there. And the biggest thing about Laura Lee is, I think right now, the thing that stands out about her is the size of her glutes. So she has built amazing depth to her glute size. I know part of her feedback from last year was that her legs were too small. They wanted to see some size on her legs. And she went ahead and started training her legs, and her glutes continued to grow. So while she does have a little bit more muscularity on her legs, her glutes continued to grow in the process. And so I have seen that some of her feedback has been to bring down her glute size. So I find that very interesting too, because in bikini we're always thinking like bigger glutes, but really it's that symmetry and that balance matters a lot. So I know they've worked really hard. She's part of Team Atlas. I know they've worked really hard in both her posing and her training within the past, couple months to bring down her glute size after getting that feedback to prepare her for the Olympia. So that's where we have her sitting in fourth place.
Yeah, and she's very young. She started her career very young, and she is an ectomorph by nature, and so she just burns through. I mean, she just eats bags and bags of jasmine rice. I know I've seen, and James has talked about her coach how she's very unpredictable because her metabolism starts firing up, and it's hard to keep, food in her without like blowing out her waistline, but like keeping her full because she has to consume quite a bit of food to
I think
maintain.
that's one of the toughest things to do when you have somebody that can eat a lot. It's like trying to balance that waistline, but also give them the, fullness that they're looking for.
Exactly. So, number three, I have DeRaja Hill. She was in the top 15 last year's Olympia, but the reason why I have her in a top spot is she was not at the Arnold. And the closest thing that we can kind of compare to this year that happened recently was the Tampa Pro, where she beat out Jen Dory and Laura Lee, placing second, and it was very close between her and Issa. So that's why I have her in the top three, because Issa kind of flip-flopped with Jen at the Arnold, placing second. And so naturally, if we kind of look at what happened at the Tampa Pro, I feel like it was Jen Dory's first show out. So her glutes, like the back of her legs, weren't quite up to tightness. And I think she would be the first one to admit that, as she's mentioned on her YouTube channel. But she was, hopeful because she really tightened up, qualifying for like the next show, and then had a couple more weeks. She came in really tight at the Arnold, so I was super impressed with that. So I guess I kind of let the cat out of the bag with number two and number one. Sorry.
No, that's like okay. Yeah. So
of suspense.
So we have picked Isa Pacini for second place. She's from Brazil. This year, she was a winner of the Tampa Pro. And last year, she placed second.
That's what I just said. Yeah, that she placed second at the Arnold this year, just last weekend. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you. She was a Miss Olympia in 2019. And then last year, she came out of the top five spot and placed sixth. So, you know, a lot of people know her for her teeny tiny waist and her like really dramatic, like lat taper. So it'll be very interesting to see, where she places this year. I think she's done some good work on, it seems like she's had a better prep this year too than she had last year, and her physique is looking a little bit tighter. So, it'll be just interesting of what type of look they're looking for the bikini category.
Yeah, and last year when she won the Arnold, I thought her physique was awesome. I mean, she, you know, came off winning the Olympia and then competed in the Arnold in March before lockdown and everything. And winning that show, her physique changed so much in 2020, mm-hmm. just from March, from the Arnold to the Olympia. Her muscles got so much bigger. She was almost out of the category. So I don't know if it was like, you know, being in lockdown or whatever it was, but it was just too much. So mm-hmm. I felt like when I saw her at the Tampa Pro when she won that, it was like, okay, this is the old Isa that we know.
Yes.
And her muscle size had come down to right where it needed to be. And then last but not least, we kind of already mentioned this, but Jen Dory, we think that she's going to be the winner this year. She's originally from Canada and now she lives in Las Vegas. She placed fifth at the Olympia in 2019 and she was the runner up last year. So, I mean, I think in everybody's mind, she was kind of the favored person, originally anyways, with Janet retiring. And then I think that her recent win here at the Arnold just really mm-hmm. has her heading into a favorable spot. She was formerly with Team Atlas with those other wins, and then this year she is now a Fit Body Fusion coach. So
yeah, it's been interesting. Like as I've watched the girls compete in the pro shows, I definitely was watching a trend of Laura Lee, and I was really, you know, my gut was telling me she's going to be either in the top or she's going to be next Miss Olympia. I just feel like she had really full shoulders, really full glutes, and her shape had really transformed. But there's that whole thing of like overshooting the bikini category that I've heard other coaches talk about as well. And it wasn't until I had seen like her up there with Jen Dory and Isa at the Arnold that it actually made a lot of sense to me, like putting Jen Dory in that first place spot. So as long as everybody shows up with their tip-top physiques, and if it's similar to the Arnold, I would agree. I'm kind of thinking Jen Dory is going to take the win for this year.
Yeah, and it's hard with Laura Lee being so tall. I mean, it's hard to mm-hmm. figure out how she's going to look to those 5'5", 5'4", physiques because they're just more compact and their muscle insertions, you know, their muscles are going to look more bubbly. Whereas mm-hmm. when you're that tall, it's hard when your body's stretched out to maintain your symmetry and still keep like your size and everything. So,
right.
But yeah, that about wraps it up and we're at the 30-minute mark. You know, we just love hearing from all of you. If there's ever anything that you want us to talk about with topics, please DM us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini. We'd love to hear from you what you would like to hear. And then if you haven't done it yet, we, for this very reason, we do not, you know, we're not a funded podcast. We don't run ads. All we want to do is help other people out. And so our only request, you know, as payment for this show is just to leave a rating and a review so that other people can also get that same help if they're seeking it. So if you find value in this, please subscribe, rate, review on Apple Podcasts would be wonderful. We're also found on Podbean as well. So the Olympia is next weekend. I believe the Saturday night sold out, but you know, Expo, you know, passes are available and Friday night show is there. Chris is also going to be there for the amateur Olympia. Mm-hmm. So we will be surprising you when our next podcast comes out because the amateurs go on Tuesday of next week. So just be sure to subscribe. You never know when we're going to be coming at you next.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to purchase tickets or an expo pass to the Olympia, we will have the that in our show notes for the link so that you can follow along with us and kind of, you know, cheer these wonderful athletes on with us because all of them are so deserving and so wonderful. I do not know how the judges make a choice.
Oh, agreed. Yes.
Yes. And so with that, this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, signing off with my fabulous birthday girl co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.